with our continuing coverage of Iowa high school football. We're joined now by head coach of the Pelley Christian football team, Rich Kekmarinski, powered by Hy-Vee, following an Eagles 70-19 win over Davis County. Coach, we've been talking about it for several weeks. The breakthrough, you could see that the potential was there. We were just waiting for that breakthrough moment. Boy, it came in a big way tonight, and I'm going to start by saying it came from that senior group. That was a group we talked about pregame. We needed to, you needed to see some things from and just see them continue to play big. Boy, did they step up big tonight.
Absolutely. I thought that, well, number one, I thought our line of scrimmage, we kind of controlled the line of scrimmage, and that really gave our quarterback and running back and receivers some plenty of room to operate. But, boy, Landon Unicoven sure looked tough. Brecken Richard sure looked tough. Caleb Volk sure looked tough. So good to see kind of our senior skill guys get the touchdowns. But if you really go back and look at the film and the plays, you know, it was our senior line with Toby Belzer and Hunter Vander Linden and Blake Six really kind of clearing the way for him.
Well, and I mean, you look at the way that this team played too. I mean, we talk about those seniors and just, I mean, it felt like, you know, they weren't going to be denied. And even when they went down, it wasn't, I mean, you know, in weeks past, it might be, you know, they get 5 yards and it's a battle, but they don't necessarily go anywhere. It felt like tonight they were just not going to be denied. Even when they got tackled, it was, you know, after they gained another 2 or 3 yards because they ran through their opponent as well. It just felt like tonight you can kind of see that confidence kind of coming back in waves with the way that they were playing as well.
Yeah, I think so. I thought we played faster tonight. That's, you know, speed of play is always a big thing for me. So I thought we played, you know, really fast in different parts of the game. And I thought our special teams, you know, special teams have been a little bit of a problem for us. And so it was really good to do what we did in special teams. Got a couple kickoff returns for touchdowns. Got good field position. Covered kicks well. Had some nice punt returns. So those are all good things.
Well, and another area that we haven't touched on yet that was a big plus, you know, going into this game, I know we had talked about this before, is turnover margin. You know, a lot of these games, when things kind of went awry, it would be, you know, a turnover here that would lead to maybe a score or something of that nature. Tonight, you guys win the turnover battle in a big way. You force 4 turnovers there. And it wasn't just one, you know, area where it was like, oh, well, they had the 2 botched snaps. You know, you had the interception that you got. You had the forced fumble there late in the game where you even had some, you know, you're rotating some guys in. They force a big turnover to prevent them from scoring late in that contest as well. Just overall, a nice job of taking care of the football on one end and forcing some turnovers on the other.
Yeah, I thought obviously winning the turnover battle was huge. Good job by our defense to win that. And that really killed some drives for them. And so that, you know, also got us the ball back in great field position a couple times. So, you know, our stats probably weren't that impressive, even though we scored 70, because we had some short fields to go on. But you know what? You know, we've been building all season. We've been working for a breakthrough. We've seen some flashes here and there, but tonight was really great to get the kind of the big breakthrough we were looking for on the scoreboard and also kind of in all three phases. So we have a nice team. You know, we're starting to get healthy again. Garrett Wheeler was back again. He played well. Got him in on a little offense. You know, Toby Belzer's back. He played well. Brecken dinged his shoulder slow, but we don't think it's serious. I think he'll be full speed for next week. I think we'll get Gilbert back. I think we'll get Gage back. So, you know, things are starting to click. Starting to click offensively, defensively, in the special teams. Starting to get our injured guys back. We could be as healthy next Friday as we've been since the Rolling Story game. So that's all exciting. So, you know, things are coming together, and it's fun because, you know, these guys have been working hard for a long time, and it's good to see some fruit from that.
And again, we're talking to head coach of the Pelley Christian football team, Rich Kekmarinski, powered by Hy-Vee, following a 70-19 win for Pelley Christian over Davis County. You mentioned special teams. We talked a little bit about that throughout our conversation here, but I want to really highlight that group because that's been an area where, you know, there's been some struggles, and tonight felt like in the kickoff game they maybe had one decent return that ends up getting called back. Outside of that one, you know, the kickoff unit put the defense in some really good spots and, you know, kind of pinning Davis County deep.
Yep.
And on the flip side, you know, the return game did a nice job of setting up the offense with some shorter fields and not having to make them work as hard to, you know, punish the defense, if you will.
Yeah, we're a dangerous return team. You got Adam and Landon back there. Those guys are two cats that can take it to the house anytime. Plus, our up guys aren't bad either. So we're hitting that. We're blocking it well. We're hitting that well. And that's, you know, obviously, if you look at a dry chart, if you can start the ball on the 40 or the 50 or even the plus 40, you're going to score, you know, way more many times than if you have to start down on the 20. So I think field position, we really won the field position battle over there with the kicking game. And obviously, kickoff cover was much improved. And that's been kind of a bane for us a couple games this year. So our kickoff coverage was much better. Dallas Ford, you know, went 10 for 10 on extra points tonight. So that was really great to see. He's kicking well. And so our kicking game's coming around, and those are the kind of the hidden parts of the game that a lot of people don't always see, but often can make a big difference for us.
Yeah, and I mean, I got to talk too, because we mentioned a lot of the guys, but it wasn't even just the starting kickoff units. I mean, even, you know, at the end of the game, you're rotating some guys in. Kale Morgan touches the football for the first time at the varsity level, and he runs that one back 70 plus yards for a touchdown as well. I mean, it's just, you know, tonight you're seeing those contributions up and down the lineup, which is inspiring confidence through all levels, which is really good, especially as you go into the postseason for that next man up mentality. They know they can go out there and do that.
Well, it's been, you know, for the diehard PC fans that have come to our Frosh games and our JV games, they've seen a little bit of this, but, you know, we've scored 42 and we've scored 43 at our last two JV games, both kind of with the sophomores and the Frosh. And you're seeing these guys make plays at the JV level. It's really exciting to see them make plays now here at the varsity level. You know, the future is very bright for those guys and for PC football. So it's fun. Really, really happy with our seniors. Really happy for them, you know, to get this win and get the ball rolling. You know, we haven't arrived yet. We're still a work in progress. But, you know, we can win our next two football games and we can get a number three seed in the playoffs. And, you know, you never know. That's why they call it the playoffs. You never know what's going to happen next. But, you know, we're playing good football. We've been a good football team. You know, the Centerville coach pulled me aside last Friday night and said, "You're probably the best 0-5 football team in the state of Iowa." Well, I really didn't want to hear it at that point in time. But we are a good football team, and we're in the process of becoming a better football team. That's exciting. You know, if you think about one of the lessons that sports teaches is, you know, perseverance.
Oh, yeah.
You know, getting back up, getting back in the fight, you know, keep battling. And so I'm super proud of our team, particularly our seniors, because that's what they've been doing. And so I feel really good about where we're at and where we're going.
I would agree with that. And we talk about it, you're continuing to get better. But looking at next week, you got South Tama. It's going to be a really good battle up at their place, going up there on the road again. You know, a chance to really keep this ball rolling and really build that momentum going into, albeit in the regular season. And then what we hope is that playoff berth. What's kind of the message to the guys to, you know, celebrate this one now, but also get the ball, you know, get ready to go back to work on Monday to be able to get the job done at South Tama on Friday night?
Well, we can't take anything for granted. We got to build off this momentum, and that's what we're going to do. I told the kids to get some rest this weekend. We're going to get back to work on Monday. The JV game got canceled on Monday, unfortunately. So we're going to get back to work on Monday, and we're going to get ready for South Tama.
And I have no doubt we'll be ready to go next Friday over there at South Tama. Coach, appreciate the time. Looking forward to talking with you before next Friday's game. And, you know, who knows? Maybe we'll be talking about some players during the week here with some of the performances tonight. But appreciate your time as always.
That'd be great. Thank you.
Absolutely. That was head coach of the Pendleton Christian football team, Rich Kagmarinski, powered by Hy-Vee.